Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being here. We ended the search with no bias. We wanted a coach who would provide the leadership in all three phases of the game and add additional leadership to our building and our franchise. And we found that in Dan Quinn, and for that reason, he became our top choice.
So fired up to be here with you guys today. I know we have an extremely passionate fan base here in Atlanta, and I would like you to know that the energy and the enthusiasm you bring to the Atlanta Falcons can be unmatched in terms of the energy I'll try to bring to you as your head football coach.
On the morning of February 3rd, 2015, Coach Dan Quinn not only inherited a football team, but the hopes of a city. Proud city that for nearly half a century has stood faithfully by its Falcons in pursuit of their first NFL championship.
I think it's wonderful the Falcons won.
Everywhere you go, everybody's talking Falcons.
The people belong to the team belongs to the city.
I don't even work on Sundays, man. I watch the Falcons, you know what I mean?
The times have changed, but the spirit has not.
When the team and the city are connected in terms of that's our guys, you know, and that's the way we play. I love that feeling.
In Atlanta, resurgence is more than just a word. It's a motto. A reminder that a city persevered through disaster and rose again.
Well, here at the Georgia Dome, Falcons will finish at 6-10 in this 2014 campaign for Atlanta. This year it did go our way most times, but we have fun.
With the 2015 season comes an opportunity for players, for a new coach, and for a deep-rooted franchise to do what this city does best.
I'm looking forward to this team rising out of the ashes, so to speak, and really playing free and fast with the amount of passion that I think is going to take us over the hump.
See some speed today, man. Cut him off right there. Boom. That's it, dude. Best in the world at it. Best in the world at it.
One of the big challenges I threw out to everybody, to the coaches and to the players, can you have the best off season you've ever had?
Every day. That's what this is all about, man. Practice is like just performing, dude. Come out here and go ball. Practice performing. Practice balling out.
I thought if each of us could do that, have the best off season we've ever had in the NFL, you know, we'll like the results here collectively in 3 months.
Let's go have some fun, boys. Let's go perform today. Let's go get it. Let's go.
Before the offseason began, and before Dan Quinn ever took the field as the Falcons' head coach, two words became the mantra of Atlanta's football resurgence.
Really, my kind of guy is somebody who plays fast and physical. The brand of football that we're going to play is going to be fast and physical. We want to play as fast and physical as we can.
There we go. Now you're working.
When we play fast, it allows you to play freely mentally where you're not inhibited or hesitant in any way, where you can just really cut it loose and play at your best.
Like once you release, you're gone. You was holding them up like this. I'm already behind you. You know, like let it rip.
And then the physical side of it is how hard you're willing to play for the guy next to you. And when you dedicate your effort to somebody else, it's so much more fun.
Driving and then back inside. I almost popped Achilles right there. You know you're getting old, bro. Yeah.
So fast and physical. Although it's a quick line, there's a lot that goes into it.
Having a defined philosophy is one thing. Having one with championship results is what made Dan Quinn the Falcons' first choice. Before his arrival in Atlanta, Coach Quinn spent the previous 2 years in Seattle, coordinating the best defense in football and helping a championship-starved city win its first NFL title.
Ball is hit. It's a fumble, and the Seahawks get it. That is going to do it. They're bringing the trophy home.
This was a great, great night of defense. Dan Quinn, defensive coach, is all you got.
Now, under the leadership of owner Arthur Blank and team president and CEO Rich McKay, both Quinn and general manager Thomas Dimitroff will work to reestablish a winning culture that has eluded Atlanta for the last two seasons.
Take a shot, go take a shot!
This organization will take on the personality of the head coach. It should take on the personality, and it has already done so with Dan at the helm.
One-handed! Oh!
Competition is really one of the central themes of the program, and it's not just at your position, but it's can the tight end and the linebacker compete against each other so hard that they make each other better? Can the nose tackle and the center battle to compete every day to get better?
If you're walking, you're wrong! If you are walking, you're wrong!
What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine.
You really do know how to coach.
A good leader doesn't just bring out the best in his men. He surrounds himself with skilled lieutenants.
Good job. Hey, make sure we're faster than they are. You understand me?
As Quinn's choice for defensive coordinator, former Broncos linebackers coach Richard Smith is no exception.
Richard and I go back a long time. He was actually the linebacker coach when I first came into the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers. So when I had this opportunity to run the defense, I knew that with Rich, we were going to be able to build one together.
We stop them, three and out, next group's in. Everybody be on the sideline other than them. Go play some football.
And then we added a pass game coordinator in Raheem Morris. His energy, his enthusiasm, I thought it'd be a natural fit.
Hey, you don't cheat, man. We run these boys out the building.
On the other side of the ball, former Browns coordinator Kyle Shanahan will assume control of the Falcons' offense. In 2014, it was a unit that proved it could come back from dire circumstances under a quarterback who's become synonymous with resurgence.
Hey, 60 minutes! Whatever it takes! Yeah. Over the line! Yeah. Whatever you gotta do, do it!
Yeah.
Win on three! Go. 1, 2, 3!
Yeah.
Twice in the first half of their season opener, the Falcons found themselves down by 13 to the rival New Orleans Saints. And twice, Matt Ryan drove his team back to within reach.
Roddy White! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Falcons on the board. New Orleans 13, Atlanta 7. Ryan, middle of the field.
Julio! At the 5, it stretches to the 2.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ball was right on the money.
First and goal at the New Orleans 1. Ryan on play action. Matt shoots it. End zone. Toilolo touchdown, Atlanta. Saints 20. Falcons 17. And we're settling in for an old-fashioned Saints-Falcons game, aren't we?
Another touchdown late in the fourth quarter gave the Saints a three-point lead.
3-2, bottom of the night. 3-2, bottom of the night.
Matt Ryan's got 24 game-winning drives in his career. He's got a minute 20 to go and one timeout. Ryan takes the snap. 2-by-2 look again. Here's Jones. Julio toward the first down. Battles and trying to break away. Clock still runs. 48 seconds left.
Matt Ryan's 448 passing yards set a new franchise record, while his kicker helped ensure it wasn't broken in vain.
And so now Matt Bryant will try and get this game to overtime. Marshall to hold the kick to tie. It is good!
No doubt about it. And we go to overtime.
Cut away! Hey! Cut away!
New life. In football, it comes in many forms.
Up in the pocket goes Breeze. Now to Colston to catch. Strip! Fumble on the football!
Sometimes it's an opportune turnover. Other times, it's faith in a leader whose confidence never wavers.
Bryant, snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good! Drive home safely, Atlanta wins!
In 2014, Matt Ryan renewed his annual assault on the record books, breaking the franchise mark for career touchdowns and completing the most passes in NFL history through the first seven seasons of a quarterback's career.
That just shows you the confidence, of course, the Atlanta Falcons have in their quarterback.
Whether between the sidelines...
All right, we're good. Let's go.
...or on them.
Now, much better. Here we go.
the Falcons will enter 2015 with proven leadership, capable of translating potential into resurgence.
Believe, man. Believe we're going to get this thing done. We that.
It's easy.
Fam on three. One, two, three.
Hey, let's go to work, okay? Let's take it to them in all phases. Came in for one reason, the win. All right, let's go run. Let's go hit.
In a time of Falcons football defined by change, one thing that remains constant is the success of Atlanta's special teams.
Santonio Holmes looking for the far side. And oh, what a big play by Stupar.
Led by coordinator Keith Armstrong, the Falcons have allowed just over 7 yards per punt return over the last 8 seasons. Good for third in the NFL. In 2014, Armstrong's unit was joined by Devin Hester, whose role with the Atlanta Falcons became nothing short of prime.
High punt. Hester ranging back. He backpedals all the way to the 39. Hester makes his move. Hester, the acceleration to the 40, to the 35, makes a cut. Hester will take it all the way. Touchdown. Devin Hester is now the combined return touchdowns.
Grew up idolizing Deion, known him for most of his life, mentored by Primetime, and in front of him tonight, showcasing all of his skills.
They're going to hand it to Devin on the reverse. Left side of the 15. 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta, and Devin Hester.
That's why you go get him.
We believe that free agency is set up to supplement our football team and the building process of our football team. In the past, we've gone after some marquee players and spent a lot of money. This year, our approach was to spread the funds out a little bit more.
That approach will strengthen an offense that ranked fifth in the league in passing, adding wide receiver Leonard Hankerson and tight end Jacob Tammy. On defense, linebackers Justin Durant and Brooks Reed joined defensive lineman O'Brien Schofield and Adrian Claiborne in Atlanta's effort to rejuvenate their pass rush.
I wanted to make sure there was guys that would complement the attitude and the effort and the players that are already here. And I think, you know, the guys that we did in this year's free agency, I couldn't have been more pleased.
With just 22 sacks in 2014, the Falcons' secondary came under frequent fire. While second-year cornerback Robert Alford withstood the heat, it was his partner in crime that snuffed it out.
Looking toward Benjamin, and Trufant broke it up. Newton in a gun, takes a snap. Oh, intercepted Trufant. Desmond Trufant's first interception of the year, second of the day for Atlanta.
Throughout November, Desmond Trufant allowed just 19 receptions in 4 games. Including a Week 12 matchup with the 2013 leader in receiving yards, Josh Gordon.
Trufant was in his hip pocket all the way, batted away to the left hand. Nice coverage.
Against the Cardinals, Trufant allowed just 3 receptions for 18 yards, while his all-pro Arizona counterpart had a slightly different night.
Now Ryan, looping for Julio. Touchdown Atlanta!
Patrick Peterson made some comments earlier in the week that he was looking forward to the Julio Jones matchup. A number 11 played at a high level. He didn't get that one done.
Jones, 10 catches, 189 yards against the guy looking forward to the matchup.
We need about 10 more yards for 200, man.
Who does?
Yeah.
Who?
For 200.
Who?
The man they call Who left no question regarding first. After missing 11 games in 2013 due to injury, Julio Jones led the NFC with 104 receptions and set a franchise record with over 1,500 receiving yards.
Gonna sail it deep. Jones is there. And it is caught. Did he hang on? Touchdown Atlanta.
What a catch!
Now that was a remarkable catch by a guy named Julio, huh?
That's Jones in traffic. Tampa had thrown a sheet over the top of Julio Jones, and they still managed to catch him.
Hey, good catch in traffic there, baby. Good catch.
Excellent play by the former Crimson Tide.
My heavens.
Against the Packers in Week 14, Jones set a franchise single-game record with 259 yards, the most by any player against Green Bay in their 94-year history.
I had to tell you something. They just cannot cover Julio Jones.
More than just shattered records, the resurgence of Julio Jones provided a stark reminder that in Atlanta, adversity is merely an opportunity to rise even stronger.
This is my hardest throw of the day right here.
I know. All day.
The whole day.
For a quarterback, the only thing worse than a hard throw is one that doesn't get caught. With wide receiver Roddy White, Matt Ryan rarely knows the feeling.
Ravens with pressure. Matt gonna throw, and White, the catch, touchdown Atlanta.
Since 2008, Ryan and White have combined for more receptions than any other quarterback and receiver duo. And in 2014, Roddy became the franchise leader in career touchdowns with 62.
Catches it for the touchdown.
Congratulations to Sherrod Lamar White.
He's had an amazing career.
Yep.
We're going to break them.
Appreciate that, Sherrod.
Atlanta's first two draft picks in 2005, both Roddy White and defensive tackle Jonathan Babineau, enter 2015 as the longest tenured Falcons and represent Atlanta's ability to consistently find cornerstone players in the early rounds of the draft.
With the eighth pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Vic Beasley, defensive end, Clemson.
Considered by many to be the best edge pass rusher in the draft, Vic Beasley seemed tailor-made for the Falcons' needs. Even dressed the part.
You're assembled in your red and black and you get selected by the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh yeah, man, this is a dream come true. So I always wanted a group of Falcons fan, and I'm glad I'm being Atlanta.
Atlanta expects you to come in and dominate and bring in a winning tradition back to that city.
Oh yeah, most definitely, I'm ready.
Joining Beasley will be second round pick Jalen Collins at cornerback, and Atlanta's third choice, running back Tevin Coleman. In 2014, it was another rookie running back, Devontae Freeman, whose potential to rejuvenate the Falcons' ground game was realized.
And toss to Devontae. Look out! Freeman made a man miss at the 40 and out to the 47.
Devontae Freeman was somebody, you know, once I got the job here, he was one of the very first people I called. I said, I can't wait to, you know, team up with you, man.
We love the fact that he runs not only urgently, but he also runs with an element of anger. And, by the way, he can also catch the ball and create in the open field.
Oh, Devontae Freeman! Ashley Palmer in space had no chance against the former Seminole.
So we're expecting big things out of him this year.
For Atlanta, few things are bigger than games in the Big Easy. In need of a win to remain in playoff contention and sweep their arch rivals for the first time in 9 years, the Falcons rookie not only continued to make waves, but turned the tide.
They'll hand it to Freeman, and Devontae steps out. Far side, 15, 10, 5, touchdown and run. First career rushing score is a 31-yard run to the house in the Superdome.
two-score lead in the fourth quarter, it was the Falcons' defense that ensured the Saints left 2014 empty-handed.
Breeze looking to throw. Graham caught it. Did he get in? Bounce off, and it's fumbled. And out of there comes Kamal Ishmael on the strip, and Atlanta's got it.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
30-14 is the final. The Falcons now are 60 minutes from the postseason with their sixth win. Fly home safely.
Unfortunately, the Falcons' only division loss was a costly one, falling to the Panthers in Week 17 for the NFC South crown.
The Falcons' season comes to a close at 6-10.
We were not able to dig ourselves out of the hole that we created. Thought we were at the end, we were making a nice push, but in the end we weren't able to.
Just 2 years after hosting the NFC title game, much has changed for the Falcons. New players, new records, and new leadership. Yet what remains is an unbreakable foundation, 50 years in the making, between a city that rose again and a football team poised to do the same.
To be here, you know, with this team, to be part of this state and this part of the country, and to have this fan base, I can't wait for our team to play to this crowd.
And look who's rolled back into town, the Falcons of old, huh? The ones we kind of grew accustomed to, the high-wire, high-flinging Falcons.
The attitude and the energy that they bring, I want our players to match it and give it right back to them.
Hey, time to finish now! Time to finish! Everything you gotta do, do it! We are great! We're going to be great today! Yeah. Win on three! 1, 2, 3!
This has been a production of NFL Network.